Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
Now, you must understand that when David said, "The Lord is my shepherd," he's a good shepherd who takes his animals to eat the green pastures. When you eat the green pastures, let's go back to Deuteronomy 28. It says, "You be the head, not the tail." Then at the end, it says, "The enemies will rise." Just know with every blessing, big blessing, there will be enemies who will rise. But God says, what happened when the enemies tried to rise against your blessing? That was verse what?
Verse 7.
Verse 7. Now verse 8, it talks about your enemies will fall. Some of you think when you become successful, people will be happy. You think for us to have this beautiful church, you think some people are happy? No. I haven't heard any negativity, but I know, according to the experience, there are some people who are not happy with us. But I don't know who are they. Who care about they? Don't care about they. I like Romans chapter 8. It says, if God is for you, who? I don't care about who. They're just like, who. I'm a lion. You didn't get the joke. You know, because we are online, so I can't use certain words. But I'm just saying that you should thank God for the power that is in you. Because the who's will not succeed. You will finish this year strong. You should be blessed assurance to know that this year will be the strongest because there's power of God at work in your life. Do not deny yourself by allowing doubts. Have faith in God. The power of God that is in Deuteronomy 28 is going to come upon you. He will make you the head. What has the church been teaching for many years? You shall be the tail, the tail. That's what the church has been teaching. You'll be the tail. Oh, you're a Christian, you're going to be very poor. Oh, you're a pastor, you're going to be very poor. Where is it in the scripture? If you can't show me here, don't preach it. Now, you must understand that God wants to empower your life. Why does God want to give you power? Because there are other powers that are against your power. That's why you need the power of the Holy Spirit. Guess what? Other people are doomed. They have no way to help themselves. You should give thanks that you have the Holy Spirit inside you. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you. I thank God for the one that is in me. I thank God for the greater one that is in me. He's not somewhere else. He's in you. Do you know that God is in you? That's why you never doubt yourself, because the one that lives in you never doubts you. If you can take that statement and think about it and meditate upon it, you know what it means when you meditate and think about it? The meditation becomes a reality of your life. What you think becomes you. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. As you meditate upon the word of the Lord, you shall prosper in all your ways. As you doubt along your world, your life, you will fail all your life. So choose, do you want to be successful or do you want to be a failure? allow doubts in your life, then you'll be a failure. You allow faith in your life. The Bible says you shall not, the Bible doesn't say you overcome the world by sympathy. It says you will overcome by faith. Who is faith? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. It says, Jesus is our witness. Hebrews chapter 11. It says, Jesus, he is the author and the finisher of our faith. I'm an author myself. This book never existed before. And I was talking to an amazing man, Seiji, the wonderful musician. I said, I'm writing a book about Think with God. In other words, I was extracting it, whatever was going on in my mind, thinking bigger with God. Even as God has given us this, some of you think this is bigger than you. This is bigger than God. And if this building is bigger than God, you are bigger than this building. I'm bigger than this building. I should not be measured according to this. This building is so small compared to what God has for me in the future. This building is so small compared to what God has for you in the future. Whatever dream you have is smaller. Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God said, I know you don't know. But God says, I know the plans that I have for you, not to harm you, not to make you small, not to make you weird, not to make you poor. He says, I have plans for you. Plans to prosper you. And the word prosper means nothing missing, nothing broken. God is bringing you to the place of wholeness, to a place of blessing. But you are preaching the gospel where you want to put yourself into sickness, you're preaching yourself into poverty. You're talking yourself into failure because of physical limitation, because of the things that are limiting you. The Bible says we are not moved for what we see in the natural. We should be moved for what we see in the spirit. What is it that you see in the spirit? It is your motive, your intuition. It is your inner thoughts, your inner voice. What is it that is inside you is what moves God, not outside, not the noise outside. There is a voice in each one of you says you are more than a conqueror. There is a voice inside you says you have overcome the world. There is a voice inside you says you are healed by his stripes. The doctor says you cannot be healed. You are doomed. This is an incurable. But there is a greater voice that is talking inside you that all things are possible with him that believes in Jesus. Who is this Jesus? He's not a physical doctor. He's not a scientist. Is not a practitioner. Doctors, they have what you call practice. He does not practice his healing on you. He is a healer. Before any medicine works, they have what you call experiments, where they start to experiment. God doesn't do any experiment because he knows every fiber of your being. He knows how much blood count you have. He even knows every hair in your head. He knows everything. David says, he knows my sitting down and he knows my standing up. He knows when I sit and I walk. This is God. You don't worship an idol God. You should thank God because you worship a living God. He knows your pain. He knows you cried this morning. He knows you were doubting in this afternoon. He knows your personal battles. He knows that you are laughing, you are happy. He knows your happiness and your sadness and your sorrows. He knows everything. You should give thanks to him because he is not unaware. He is very much aware of what's going on in your life. But always saying, my daughter, cooperate with me. Work with me. I'll show you the higher green. There is a greener land somewhere. There is a good pasture somewhere. The Lord is my shepherd. For he causes my software companies to make millions of dollars. The Lord is my shepherd. He causes my construction companies to make a lot, to get a lot of contracts and make a lot of money. The Lord is my shepherd. He causes me that whatever I'm selling shall be sold. The Lord is my shepherd. Whatever I produce, he multiplies. The Lord is my shepherd. He causes my clothes to be owned by everyone else. They'll buy. Whatever I sell shall be sold. The Lord is my shepherd. That will cause my Dura business to multiply and more women gonna have more babies. The Lord is my shepherd. That's Nikomi's job. She's a Dura. The Lord is what? My shepherd. My Palestinian friends, they are sales ladies. The Lord shall cause what you're selling to be sold. The Lord is what? My shepherd. He will bring that abundance. But also when you sell, when you prosper, the enemy shall rise, but they will not defeat you. They will see you on the top with your Rolls Royce somewhere. Then they get so much mad at you. Why did he buy Rolls Royce? Then they get so mad at you. You get a nice house. Why did he buy that nice? Then they get so mad at you. Why is he eating organic food? They get so mad at you. Why is he wearing that nice jacket? Why is it Dr. Mark is so prosperous? Why is he walking in billions of dollars? Why not me? They get mad. He prepares a table in the presence of all those mad people that are jealous of you, and they'll see you prosper.
Dr. Geshom will continue with that word in a moment. Kindly note that you can continue to discover God's powerful truth and much more in Dr. Geshom's other resources, which include his new books, Delete the Offense and Healing Your Own Soul, a book that will bring wholeness to your being. You can get these copies on Amazon or go to www.geshomsikala.org. Now, let's get back to Dr. Geshom as he continues with today's word.
Stop praying for your enemies to die. Pray that they live longer to see the goodness of God in your life. Pray for them to live longer so they can see you prosper. Hallelujah. Because if they're dead, they'll miss out. Oh, I bless all my enemies and they shall all live longer and see me prosper. I thank God that I don't preach a dead God, but a living God. Amen. I want you to understand that God wants to save your children, save your life, and protect your life. God wants to heal you. God wants to change the status of your life. God wants to change everything. God wants to change the status of this church. We are not going backwards. We're moving forward. Because the Lord is my shepherd. He has given us this building and he shall fill it. Not only will he fill it, we will disciple people that will change America. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And America will be number one because you be number one. Yeah. Amen. God is calling you in that anointing of Deuteronomy 28, this 1-8. He will set you above only you, child of God. Every child of God, God wants to set them above. Doesn't matter your background, your language, your color. God doesn't say you only favor certain kind of people. God says those that call upon my name shall be saved. Whosoever believe, whosoever could be pink, yellow, blue, whosoever. Do we have some whosoever here? I am some whosoever. I call on the name of the Lord and he will prosper you. Start thanking God, not blaming God. There is so much an anointing in your life. There is so much the power of God in your life. There is so much the favor of God in your life. There is so much grace in your life. You would have been listening to a false preacher or a false prophet, but you have been blessed to listen to the man that has been touched by God, visited by God. This is grace. We thank him for that. Amen. I'm becoming vibrant in the spirit. Okay? Because it's coming out in the good way. In the great way. People, I'm passionate. I read this word because every time a Buddhist brother told me, I don't like Jesus because Jesus is associated with failure. Yet I love his principle. Where does all these things come from? Comes from Christians' mouth. They don't know the Bible. They don't know the Jesus. Means they don't know Jesus, those type of Christians. If you know Jesus, tell them you will have eternal life. You will never die. You will never die. What a good news that those that are in Christ Jesus, they shall live forever. That's a good news. That's good news. Did you hear what I'm saying? That's good news. And it doesn't say those that are in Christ Jesus, they're defeated. It says they are more than what? Conquerors. It doesn't say that those that are in Christ Jesus, they can do nothing. Only some things, only some church things, some religious works, only some little religious there, or some little Icarus, or some little things there. It says, those that are in Christ can do all things. Put your hand on your heart. Say, I can do all things. All things. Through Christ. Who strengthens me. Amen. You need his strength to do all things. You need his power to do all things. His power is a person of the Holy Spirit living inside you. Brother, your suffering is temporal. Sister, your suffering is temporal. Being broke is temporarily. You shall be blessed. You shall be exalted. Deuteronomy 28 shall come upon you. And for you who have pain in your life or in terms of affliction and all that, the Lord says, I am the healer. He said, I am the Lord that heals you. You must receive him as a healer. Do you know the greatest attack is your health, because your health is your wealth? God wants you to be healthy. That's why God talks about healing. All these people don't believe in healing because they want you dead. They want your life to be cut off. But God said in the book of Psalms 91, verse 11, from 10 to verse 11, he says, with long life will I satisfy you. Not with long life will I make you suffer. And because you have known my name, says the Lord, I will set you on above. Read it, Psalms 91. Knowing the name of Jesus, people, the word knowing means being impregnated by him. The word knowing means becoming one with him. It's not just knowing his name, but his name becoming one with you. It comes from the word where a woman becomes pregnant because they never used the word that we use today in the Bible. They said, and Isaac knew his wife, Rachel, not Rebecca. Rebecca. In other words, and Rebecca was pregnant. How can knowing someone gets pregnant? The Bible talks about knowing. And Joseph knew his wife. And his wife. And Jacob knew his wife, Rachel, Rhea. And they conceived Benjamin. They conceived Judah. So the word know means becoming one. So when God says in the book of Matthew chapter 7, said, I do not know you, you workers of iniquities, even if you are calling my name, I do not know you, be casted into darkness. I don't care about your prophecies, your healing, your signs and wonders. I did not know you. It's just my name that performed all these wonders, but you were not pregnanted by me. You were not known by me. So there is a knowing that we become one with God. I know it's so deep to understand, and you don't have to understand it, but you just have to have it. I can't explain the salvation. I cannot explain how I know God, but I can just express Him. Shall we stand to our feet? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed anointing of the Lord. Father, we praise you. Raise your hands. Father, I ask that you help me to know you. Help me to know you. Help your people to know you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for John chapter 17, verse 2. I pray that they may know you, the true and the living God that sent Jesus Christ. John chapter 17, verse 2, that I pray that they may be one. I pray that they may know you, the only true God. The only true God. Father, I pray for that reality of His power to be manifested. Today, as we take the Holy Communion, revive our relationship with you, Lord Jesus. As we take a Holy Communion, break the limitation, break the curses. We thank you for your blood. We thank you, Lord, that we have opportunity to take Holy Communion. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for the blessings now and the blessings to come. We thank you that you shall supply all the resources, all the finances. We thank you that even as we give today, that you will bless us beyond and above. You bless our businesses. You bless everything that you touch. Everything we touch. Lord, as we take this Holy Communion, may every sick be healed. May every sad receive joy. May every shackle be broken. May every depression, suppression be removed. May every blockage be removed. May God bring deliverance today. May God set you free from every kind of demonic entanglement, every kind of spirituality, darkness, powers of darkness shall be broken and removed. Father, I pray that there shall be a flow for miracles, for healing. There shall be a flow of peace, that the Prince of Peace shall be your peace in your mind, in your life. You shall be a peace carrier. You shall be the daughter and the son of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. I pray that the body of Christ was broken so we can have peace to ourselves and peace with God. I pray that as we take this Holy Communion, it will heal our relationship with you, bring us alignment, that it will revive our spirit to listen to the Holy Ghost, that our lives will become sweet. Father, as this is the beginning of the month, Lord, I pray that there shall be fresh fire, fresh blessings. Lord, I pray that even this Holy Communion shall be holy, Lord. This bread shall be turned into flesh of Jesus. This shall be turned. This juice shall be turned into the holy oil, holy wine, into the blood of Jesus, that we shall drink of your blood and eat of your flesh, that every spirit of darkness, we divorce failure, sickness. We get married to prosperity, to eternal life, to healing, to health, to an open heaven. Lord, we do this in remembrance of you. We remember you, Jesus. Will you come and walk in this place? This, when you take of this, your life shall be extended. Your body shall be healed. Your spirit shall be revived. Your finances shall be released. Peace shall come upon you. Favor shall come upon you. As you eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, you shall be Jesus in everywhere you go. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.